Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We're meeting with Dave Ragosa, the vice president of franchising and development for Ford's Garage. And Ford's Garage is the 1920s garage-inspired burger and craft beer restaurant franchise that has licensing rights to Ford Motor Company. Ford's Garage has become a dining destination throughout the country, drawing customers with its nostalgic style and handcrafted American fare. I'm going to talk to Dave about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dave Ragosa, the vice president of franchising and development for Ford's Garage. Ford's Garage has become a dining destination throughout the country, drawing customers with its nostalgic style and handcrafted American fare. Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Marty, how are you? Fantastic.
I'm doing great,
Marty.
Dave. Thank you. Thanks, Dave. It's great to have you on the show. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today? I think I recognize your area code, Dave.
So I am calling from New Jersey, and I saw that I think you're a graduate of Fairleigh Dickinson University.
I am.
Graduated from Montclair University, so not too far away.
Oh, fantastic. That's right. We actually, my wife and I, we actually pretty much grew up in New Jersey, Dave, you know, so it's a great state. So I don't have to ask you how the
Likewise.
Weather is there today, because we're right on the edge of New Jersey. So it's really great to have. It sure is. It's a beautiful day. So the nice weather is coming. I was reading a quote earlier, Dave, before the show, and it was from Steve Schlemmen, and he basically said, as he said, we're thrilled to welcome David to Ford's Garage family. His successful track record in franchise development for national restaurant brands makes him the perfect choice as we expand into new markets across the country. I thought, you know, a good place to start, Dave, because you have a tremendous background. I was wondering, you know, maybe you could talk about, you know, how you got involved in franchising and your experience in franchising.
I would say I've always was enamored by franchising and, mm-hmm. and just what I call the entrepreneurial spirit and seeing group of people, right, male, female, start from one business, one restaurant, if you will, or whatever the franchise mm-hmm. was, Marty, to get to 10 locations, and just was enamored by that. And I really fell in love in the process and the systems. And I always say this, franchisees kind of buy into franchise systems because of the system first and foremost, and then the company culture and the executive leadership team, kind of the guys and girls behind the brand. I think those are critical important when picking a franchise. So I kind of just, Marty, fell in love with that. I kind of fell into it like most folks. I actually graduated with a Bachelor of Science from Montclair, nothing mm-hmm. In the restaurant space, but just always loved it. I grew up in the restaurant space, so my mother's family was in restaurants. So as a kid, you know, we're at the local restaurants on holidays and you know, I remember New Year's working in the back of the house of other restaurants and celebrating New Year's there. So always kind of had my toe in it, if you will. And as I got older, just kind of fell in love with it.
That's great, Dave. I mean, it's really fantastic. You know what? And I mean, this is something different. You know, when I was thinking, because you were mentioning, you know, the key elements to franchising, I would even add to that, you know, is the significance of a strong brand, you know, and when I found out or, you know, learned about, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it, I said, wow, I said, this really makes sense. Maybe you can kind of, you know, go back to the beginning and talk about how, you know, this whole thing came about. I think we'd have to go back to, well, we probably have to go back to Ford's days, but I guess around 2012, it seems like a lot of this happened.
Correct. So in 2012, the first Ford's Garage restaurant was open in Fort Myers. And I always like mm-hmm. to tell the story, like every entrepreneur, they ask for forgiveness, not permission. So the two founders started Ford's Garage without letting Ford Motor Company know they were using their name and likeness, if you will.
Right.
And fast forward 12 years later, we have a great relationship with Ford Motor Company. They're a fan of the brand, so it's worked out well. But it did start in 2012 in Fort Myers, and over the past 12 years has really kind of scaled. We're in 8 different states, and we continue to grow. And I think, to your point, it's been a great partnership with the Ford Motor Company family.
Yeah, I saw, too, somewhere, Dave. It was like, I guess, in the Fort Myers area. I didn't know this. I guess Henry Ford's winter home was around that area, too?
Correct. Yeah. So part of the inspiration was Henry's Ford. And Henry Ford, I think, used to hang out with a few other folks down there, kind of high net worth folks down there, and that would be their vacation home, and kind of really started the golden era of automobile and manufacturing. So a lot of meetings were being happening down there. So that's where it initially started, and again, it started as and still is today, I should say, right? Handcrafted burgers, craft beers, and it's really that atmosphere that really drives folks back to Ford's Garage. So one thing I'll say, Marty, is I like to use the word, and you might have heard this, eatertainment. I think Ford's Garage does a great job of bringing high-quality food and entertainment into it, and kind of merge both of those things that really just make a great, we like to call it guest experience. So one thing you hear us speak very highly at the corporate level, and really our franchisees, mm-hmm. is really guest, right? I believe, Marty, that you treat a guest much different than a customer.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's well said, Dave. You know, it's interesting because I've been to, you know, some nostalgic places, Dave, like, you know, like you say, like a 1950s place, but I can't say that I've ever been to like a 1920s place, you know, and I said, that's amazing, isn't it? You know, for people to have that, use the word, you know, experience or entertainment, you know, it really is an experience, isn't it?
For sure. And to that point, Marty, what I have seen in my history now is we call it, it's the 8-year-old to the 82-year-old. So the 8-year-old walks in and is enamored by the cars, or enamored by the engines, the trinkets on the wall. And then the 82-year-old, Marty, has either worked at a Ford plant before, had a family member, has been part involved in engineering or some fashion of Ford. And really that just kind of brings both, you know, multiple generations, say, across the board. And really Ford's garage really is that home for that casual diner and for that family environment, if you will.
Yeah. How does technology play a role in the business today, Dave? I know, like, it seems like every year, you know, technology seems to advance and move a lot quicker. So how is Ford's Garage using technology today?
So I'll answer that in kind of two parts. I think there's the back of the house and the front of the house, right? So with respect to the back of the house, right, I think technology is huge in terms of some of the equipment that we're bringing into the back of the house to really make high-quality burgers, really make the back of the house more efficient. Obviously, reduced labor costs, that's obviously a challenge for most restaurant operators in North America. Mm-hmm. So equipment really, really, we leverage that in the back of the house to make sure that, again, the high-quality food and burgers they put out are there, and there's some efficiencies there, and really just making sure that we're supporting our back-of-house team members as best we can. In the front of the house, Marty, really, to me, technology is not going anywhere. Of course, it continues to grow, but we're leveraging our point-of-sale systems and our marketing systems to really leverage the experience, what I call the experience of that. So as an example, you know, someone who was in their early 20s may like to use a QR code to order their food or place an order, right? But then flipping that side, you also want the non-technology experience of someone who's in their baby boomer stage, if I will, right, who doesn't want to use a QR code. You still want to give them that experience, right? So how can our team members, you know, provide a great service for those folks as well? So technology goes both ways, but we're very cognizant, I'll say, Marty, of when and where. So I believe technology supports our team members, but it's not the only driver. We're still in, and we always like to say this, Marty, we're in the hospitality business, right? We are not in the service business. And Steve Schliemann is our brand president, who I love, I have great respect for. Like, he says this, and I believe it in my heart as well, is hospitality is different. You still need to make that connection with that person, and hospitality for us is really that feeling when you leave. So if that younger generation wants technology, great, we have that for you. If that older generation wants to know your name and kind of that's what we like to do, and know what kind of burger you like and what kind of drink you like when you're at the bar, that's the experience we want to give our guests.
That's fantastic, David. Yeah, it's very impressive. And I was thinking too, you know, you mentioned like things like QR codes, but you know, even with, I would imagine with social media today, Dave, I imagine that people are taking pictures within the restaurant, aren't they? And then sharing them on Facebook and Instagram and places like that.
So it's funny you say that, Marty. The number one, and I might get this wrong, and forgive me, but I believe the number one picture in the Ford garage is actually our bathrooms. And the reason
is that
for
right?
That, which is kind of odd. But the reason for that is we have the old tires as sinks, and we have the old kegs as urinals, and it's a really, really, again, you go back to the experiential factor of it. There's not one part of the garage, one part of the restaurant that we don't really take count to.
Wow. That's very interesting. I find that fascinating. What's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since being part of Ford's Garage, Dave? I mean, imagine you probably have a ton of experiences, but is there anything like that kind of stands out over the years where you kind of say, wow?
I would say, and I've been blessed, Marty, I came from Inspire Brands. At the time I was there, we obviously owned Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin-Robbins, Arby's, Sonic, B-Dubs. To name a few, Jimmy John's, and so forth. Yeah. Right, really great fast casual QSR experiences. Never really played a lot in the casual dining restaurant space. And the one takeaway I've gotten is going back to that hospitality. The one takeaway is from a culture perspective is from the top down. We really, from corporate to franchisee and team members, and we call them garage partners. We really have. I've seen a re-emphasis on that hospitality component. Of course, in a QSR and a fast casual, Marty, where it's kind of time matters, so you're just kind of turning and burning, lose that hospitality. And I've gotten back to like, hey, that matters, right? A guest that comes in wants you to know who, I want to know it's Marty. I know Marty likes bourbon.
Yeah.
I know his what his favorite burger is. Like, that matters. So I would say when I came on to the company, the emphasis and the culture of bringing back hospitality and making it part of our culture. We're not just talking about it. We're training about mm-hmm. it. I think it's critically important.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's well said, Dave. And I'm trying to think, if you and I were to go to a Ford's Garage restaurant, Dave, is there anything what would you order and what would you recommend I order? I mean, do you have any favorites? Like, I mean, you get to visit them all the time, so.
Yeah, I would say from an appetizer perspective, I love our jumbo piston onion rings tower is kind of favorite. It's an awesome experience. It's a tower of onion rings. I personally like the sesame crusted ahi tuna from an appetizer perspective.
Oh,
you kind of see the spectrum, right, of options we have. If I'm trying to stay healthy, Marty, which mm-hmm. is challenging, I love the chicken cob salad.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yes. Yes.
But if not, from a burger perspective, we call the American Standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of traditional kind of hamburger, with cheese on it, less tomato pickle.
Right.
But really, really from that perspective, I really love that. What I will tell you one thing, Marty, staying on that point is I think we've done a great job in our team really making sure, as my earlier statement, when you have that 8-year-old to the 82-year-old, really making sure that our menu, and there's not many brands that can do this, Marty, but I think we've done a great job and we continue to work hard on this, is
mm-hmm.
really bringing our guests a great experience. So again, if you have someone who's health conscious, hey, we have ahi tuna and salad on the menu. If someone's there for a traditional burger, I mean, we have a barbecue brisket burger that will knock you off your chair. All the way up to the American Standard to an estate burger. One thing we call, Marty, is the Burger of Fame. So we have a wall that all our burgers are named after someone locally. So if you're up in the Northeast, as an example, right, so your local mayor has his burger, your local teacher has her burger named after her or himself, as an example. So it really brings that community into the restaurant, right? So.
Yes.
Who doesn't like it? Hey, Marty, that's your burger. The Model A is my burger, right? That's just,
you're
going to bring your friends and family.
That's clever. Yeah, I think that's brilliant, Dave. I think that's fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about franchising, because you are the vice president of franchise development for Ford's Garage. And I'm curious, I mean, are there any types of characteristics or traits that you feel are important to being a successful franchisee at Ford's Garage, Dave? I mean, what do you look for?
I would say first and foremost, the number one thing for me, Marty, is somebody who is eager to grow and humble.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
what I mean by that is there's a lot of great restaurant owners and operators, without question. I've met a ton of them and blessed to be part of their lives.
Yeah.
But I always believe you can learn, right? Myself included. I'm always
mm-hmm.
looking for that one extra nugget every day that I can learn. So when I'm going through our due diligence process at Ford's Garage, we're really looking for someone who, yes, you may have a great restaurant experience, you may have great QSR, fast casual experience, but Ford's is a little different animal, and we want to make sure that you're coming in here with, more importantly, the right mindset, the trust mindset, that you trust that our executive team at Ford's Garage will help you execute at a high level and train you on best practices. And if you
mm-hmm.
have that mindset that, hey, I don't know it all, I'm here to learn, you know, that to me is always a great indicator, right? When you have, on the flip side, Marty, when you have somebody who's, hey, I've done it, I know it all, you know, just give me the keys and get out of my way.
Right.
You know, that's someone who I would probably say, you know, appreciate your time, but it's not the right fit for you. The one other thing I like to say, Marty, is my mm-hmm. 20 years doing this, I always like to say that we have a privilege to be part of your life as a potential franchisee. You have a privilege to be part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we award franchisees. I don't sell franchises. I award them, right? Because
it's
a two-way street here. We're in agreement for 10, 20 years. We need to make sure that we are aligned, not in everything, but a majority of things. And it's okay to say no in that process.
It's interesting. You know, in all the years I've been doing the show, Dave, I've never heard that before. You know, you mentioned being humble. And it sounds like, so what you're saying is, of course, you know, is being, you know, open to training, you know, or right, having that open mindset.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's so important. You mentioned a little bit about training, Dave. How does it work? I mean, you like them, they like you, and they want to become a franchisee. I mean, where do they go for training? Is that typically at headquarters? Like, how does that work?
Correct. It's a 12-week training program.
Wow.
It's done at multiple levels. So you're doing training at our corporate restaurants,
mm-hmm.
as well as our corporate headquarters. 10 weeks of it is in the restaurant. 2 weeks of it is kind of back of house, kind of more managerial operations, if you will, from a corporate perspective. And then we come
right.
out to you for your soft opening, grand opening, and our training team's out there training the rest of your team for that. And I've always believed, and training is critically important, Marty, and I've always believed, you know, a franchisee success is our success, and our success is a franchisee success.
Sure.
And when you're making this initial investment, I don't care what size it is. It could be $500,000 or $5 million.
Right.
Most of the time, it's someone's life earnings, if you will,
mm-hmm.
or something serious.
Right.
Taking 10 weeks or 12 weeks shouldn't make a difference, right? Because how you start
True.
Is how you finish,
yeah.
right? So we're very
right.
important, and we have the focus on, hey, how you start, and you're critically important of getting quality training. You're going to be set up for success in the future.
Right. Wow. I think that's well said, Dave. And when I have someone on the show like yourself, I mean, I have to ask you, because you have so much experience, Dave. I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. Most of them have it in their mind that, you know, they do want to go into franchising. And it seems like there's so much out there today compared to maybe 10 years ago and even more like 20 years ago. So it could
yeah.
probably be a little bit confusing. So, I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point, Dave, what advice would you give to our listeners then in their quest to buy a franchise?
I would say first and foremost, the industry from a restaurant perspective, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you've seen in 2024, it's going to hit over $1 trillion, right, in terms
yes.
of
right.
of business. In the casual mm-hmm. dining, we're going to hit almost $200 billion. So
wow.
there's a tremendous amount of white space. It continues to grow. Those are real
right.
numbers, Marty, right? It's a real industry.
Yeah.
So if anyone's looking at it, I would say, hey, definitely, and I'm biased by saying this, but definitely look
mm-hmm.
at the restaurant industry from a franchising perspective. Once you
right.
kind of figure out, hey, this is the industry I want to go in, from that point on, you really need to do your due diligence, I believe, in finding the right franchisor partner. And it goes back to what I said earlier, the humble, the awarding, and then the culture aspect of it, right? You want to make sure that your
right.
values, your core values align with the franchisor's core values. On the flip side,
mm-hmm.
right, it is critically
yes.
important, right? So when I talk about hospitality and I talk about guest experience, like, does that align with what you're looking to do? If
right.
if it doesn't, which it should, but if it doesn't, right, that might not be the right brand for you. So
right.
and though if people look at just at the numbers, and yes, Marty, you need to look at item 7, item 19, AUVs, those are all kind of the basics, I call it, right? You need to
right.
make sure the model works.
Yes.
Once you figure it out, the industry, you figure out, hey, the model works. That third component to me is the most important, is that culture. You need to meet the executive
mm-hmm.
team, the company, right?
Right.
Talk to existing franchisees saying, hey, are these groups – I always say this, Marty, to your point, right? Earlier you made a point, like, there's a ton. The industry is growing. There's a ton of opportunities out
yeah.
there. You need to – I want to make money, but I want to make money with the right folks, with the right
mm-hmm.
people, and I'm enjoying my time with them.
Right. Yeah. I think that's well said, Dave. I think that's great advice. And I'm thinking, because you probably get to be part of, like, you know, some of the strategic plans that go on at Ford's Garage, Dave. So I'm wondering, I mean, where do you see Ford's Garage in the future? I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball, whether it was a year or 3 years or 5 years, where do you see the organization?
We're going to – so I think there's tremendous – from a casual dining perspective, I think there's tremendous
mm-hmm.
white space for us. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of – and it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of legacy franchise systems.
Yeah.
We don't need to name them, but there's a lot of legacy
sure.
franchise systems that are just struggling and dying. And I think there's a lot of
yeah.
– we're seeing a lot of second-generation, third-generation locations that are coming on that we're converting. So there's a huge conversion aspect going on at Ford's Garage
right.
to continue growing the brand. And really great real estate, just not the right brand. And Ford's Garage is the right brand. So really coming into those spots, I think, is tremendous. Like I said, we're in 8 states, Marty. We have kind of
mm-hmm.
the eastern, think of, you know, New York down to Florida, out to Texas,
right.
and in the Midwest. We're going to continue
right.
growing those markets, right? So I think those markets are going to continue to grow with us. Our goal is to get to 70 units open by 2027. So we have a
mm-hmm.
tremendous pipeline that's continuing to grow and will continue to grow. And ultimately, we see our mix, Marty, as a 70-30, 70% franchise system, 30% corporate.
Okay.
We
wow.
believe, and I believe, that You need to have a good corporate presence,
yes,
not too big of a corporate presence where you're competing
right
with your franchisees. But your franchisees need to know, hey, I'm in it with you guys. I understand the cost of goods. I understand labor. I understand marketing initiatives and kind of what that looks like and really supporting. However, you don't want to compete with them in certain markets, right? You want to support them, right? So I think that somewhere around that makes sense. But the Ford brand, the Ford garage name, it just has so much leg. I personally believe there's not many brands that are doing casual dining great. I think we're one of them. And we're going to continue to really focus in on the core business, the four-wall economics, most importantly, the guest experience and the quality of food, which sounds easy, right? But really, when you get into it, there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes that goes along with that, Marty. But I think we have such an opportunity here.
It sounds like this is an exciting time for you. And talking to you, Dave, like I can hear the passion in your voice.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it sounds like you're invigorated and you're really excited about Ford's Garage, aren't you?
I love 1,000%, Marty. I left a really great company, and I always say this, I left a really great company with really great team members I've had for years, and which was not an easy decision, but it was the right decision for me. And part of that was I really came in here because of that, Marty. I love what I do because I'm where
I'm at. I can tell. That's wonderful. Yeah. What's the best way, Dave, for our listeners to get more information on Ford's Garage? Of course, there's the franchise opportunity, but even like the restaurants themselves, are there any websites you can kind of like direct them or point them to?
Yeah, so real simple. Go to FordsGarageUSA.com. There we'll have all our listing of our restaurants, any franchise information you need. And David Ragosa, you can find me on LinkedIn. And happy to answer any questions.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you today, Dave, and I'd already like to invite you back, if it's okay, in the next year
as
you continue to grow, because I think this is a wonderful opportunity, and it really caught my attention.
I appreciate it, Marty. I would love that. Anytime.
This has been my pleasure, Dave, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com. Or you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561 385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nick Freeman, who is the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk and Moving Franchise Opportunity. And Nick said something really quite brilliant on our show that we haven't heard in over a decade of doing franchise interviews. We started speaking about the four F's of franchising, and interesting enough, we ended up with five F's of franchising as we were doing the interview with Nick. And, you know, in marketing, we talk about the four P's of marketing, which is product, price, promotion, and place. So I thought this was really brilliant what Nick said. So here we go with Nick Freeman, the founder of College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity.
What
the majority of our listeners, we call them, Nick, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
You know, what I like to say is there's four F's when considering a franchise, which is also, I guess, starts with a letter F. So, you know, there's four F's that come out of a franchise. And I think this is what a prospective franchise should think of when they're considering what franchise they want to pursue. And this is, quite frankly, I think what franchisors should consider when they're evaluating a prospective franchisee. The first F is fit, You know, do they fit? In other words, do they have transferable skills that can make them effective at this business? Have they done anything in their prior professional or personal lives that would make them be successful in this type of business? The second piece is the family side. In other words, does their family support them in them pursuing this endeavor, whether it's their husband or wife or kids or parents? You know, do they believe in them? Because you don't want things to get tough in their inner circle to say, I told you so. You want them to, you know, kind of cheer them on to get through it. The financial piece is important. In other words, are they capitalized to be able to invest in the opportunity, and do they have realistic financial expectations? And then the last F is the fun factor. You know, can we have fun working with this individual? You know, franchising is very much like a partnership, even though that's not typically called that. You got to have, you know, an alignment of vision and values to be able to enjoy working together. So that's really what we look for. You know, we want people that believe in the secret sauce that we've already developed. We don't want somebody to come tell us that they think it should be done differently. We want them to tell us that they believe in what we've created. And sure, we would, you know, want to continuously improve and encourage ideas, but we want folks that believe in the system and are going to execute the system rather than trying to shortcut success by doing it, doing it their own way. And I think that's, you know, really no different in our system than any other franchise model that is going to be successful long term. They need to really take into account those factors.
That's great, Nick. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. Anytime we hear, you know, Michael Gerber's been in there a couple times, but we're going to put that one in there because I haven't heard that in over a decade, and I think that's great advice to our listeners. It's really fantastic because it's true. I mean, you could really – your business, you could teach to anybody, couldn't you? I mean, pretty much, you know. It's interesting in putting those factors in there, you know, like family support, you know, and even fun. I haven't heard that, you know, but it should be an enjoyable business. And, you know, because it is a stressful situation for the customers, I guess you got to be able to put a smile on your customer's face, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, you know, there's over 3,000 franchise opportunities out there. So, you know, what's going to separate one from the other? It's got to be something that you can enjoy. And I guess I'll grab another F out of there. I'm on a roll here. Fulfillment. You know, is it something that you know, we're going to be fulfilled doing day in and day out? Because I think franchising is a lot like a gym membership. You know, if you join a gym, you've got fitness goals. You're getting access to all types of equipment, personal trainers, coaches, workout groups, but you still got to go and show up and do the work. So if you buy a franchise, you're getting access to the business model in a box. You're getting access to trainers, coaches, you know, fellow franchisees that you can, you know, hold each other accountable with, but you still got to show up and put in the effort to execute that business model. So that's where I think those factors come into play.
Once you decide that, you know, you do like them, you know, and they like you, Nick, you know, and there is a fit, you know, what is the training like? I mean, do they typically come to Florida for training? How does that work? If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Nick Freeman of the College Hunks Hauling and Junk Moving Franchise Opportunity, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to our Home Repair and Improvements page, and you'll be able to listen to that whole show with Nick Freeman. It was really a fantastic interview. It's great to finally have Nick on the show. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've
been doing it now over 10 years, and it's just amazing to see where the podcast has gone. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, sponsored by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.